We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
426-0187, and let me know if I'm not remembering this correctly, but I really can't remember a St. Patrick's Day where it rained, not to mention 80% chance for strong storms. So I don't know if that's divine providence with COVID or what, but you heard that Tracy's and Parasols and Finn McCool's are all going to be closed tomorrow. Highs of 82, and then we start a nice stretch of weather Thursday through Sunday. Plenty of sunshine, dry, and highs in the mid to upper 60s. So in terms of keeping those skies blue, we're talking about energy now, going green, and how some oil companies, or at least companies that are involved in the production of oil, are kind of turning green. It goes to carbon pricing, and I'm going to introduce Greg Upton now, Assistant Research Professor at LSU Center for Energy Studies, and let me ask him to get me out of the corner I've talked myself into here. Hey, Greg, how are you?
Doing great. How are you, Tommy?
I'm in a corner, but I know you'll get me out. Tell me about carbon pricing.
Yeah, sure. So a lot of questions people ask is, what is a carbon price or a carbon tax? And so very simply, a carbon tax is when a government imposes a tax on both individuals and on businesses whenever they emit carbon into the atmosphere. So with an example of that, you fill up your vehicle with gasoline, you're driving down the road. When you burn that gasoline, which provides the energy to move your vehicle forward, you emit carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. And when you talk to earth scientists and climate scientists, what they'll tell you is that, well, if you put too much carbon dioxide and other what we call greenhouse gases into the atmosphere, that can lead to increases in global temperature. If you increase global temperature, that can lead to sea level rise. And one impact of sea level rise on humans is that a city like New Orleans, for instance, might have to invest in more flood protection. And so what that price of carbon does, it does two things. First of all, it sends an economic incentive to the consumer to use a little bit less gasoline. Maybe next time you go get that new vehicle, you'll choose something a little bit more fuel efficient. But perhaps more importantly, it sends the economic incentive to the companies to decarbonize that activity. In this case, it's going to be transportation. So the next question people ask is, well, how big would that tax be, right, in terms of scale? And so economists refer to this concept of what's called the social cost of an activity. So whenever you and I, we engage in some activity, if that activity imposes some cost on society, we call that the social cost. And that's obviously the case in this instance. And so going back to our prior example, you would add up the increased cost of flood protection for all the coastal communities around the world, and you would divide that by the amount of greenhouse gases that were emitted to cause that. And there are many, many estimates of the social cost of carbon, but one that's used by the Environmental Protection Agency, for instance, if you sort of go with their estimates and you divide that by a gallon of gasoline, it comes out to somewhere around $0.50 a gallon to give you a scale of magnitude.
All right, so let's talk about carbon capture and storage then, because we want to capture the, what is it, hydrocarbons that are going in there? Is that what's going on here?
Yeah, so whenever you burn a hydrocarbon, so you combust that hydrocarbon, one of the things, it creates two things. Number one, it creates water, which isn't a problem. The other one's carbon dioxide, which goes into the atmosphere. So let's say you have a power plant. It's producing electricity. It could be from coal or natural gas, just one example. Well, what you could do is you could take that carbon it would have gone into the atmosphere and pumped that deep into the ground so that it doesn't go into the atmosphere. And so this is one example of, if that company had to pay a tax for emitting that carbon in the atmosphere, this would provide them an economic incentive to say, hey, is it more cost effective to capture that carbon and sequester that carbon into the ground than paying that tax? So that's one example of how the tax could incentivize a company to decarbonize that activity.
Does that carbon dioxide have any value once it's recaptured?
Yeah, it can in industrial applications. There are some applications for carbon dioxide, but I think in the vast majority of instances, that commercial value of that carbon dioxide is not going to be large enough to incentivize that capturing of it. If that was the case, then these industrial facilities today would be selling all that carbon dioxide and wouldn't be emitting it into the atmosphere.
So I'm just trying to understand the science of this. Basically, you're digging a big hole in the ground. Are you lining it with anything, the hole? And then you're just pumping carbon dioxide into that? And at what point does the pressure determine it's full? Or how does all that work? Can you kind of give me a quick 60-second tour of that, Greg?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So Louisiana, interestingly, is actually a very good place for carbon capture. And the reason for that is we have all of these oil and gas wells that have been drilled, thousands of them throughout southern Louisiana, which is co-located with a lot of our industrial facilities. And so there's actually some work. We got a grant at the Center for Energy Studies a few years ago through the Department of Energy, and we had some petroleum geologists looking at the reservoirs and running models that if you were to put carbon dioxide into a well that years ago was drilled for oil and gas, and you were to pump it down into that reservoir, would that carbon dioxide over time seep up to the surface? And so you really want to choose oil and gas reservoirs that have those properties, that number one, are able to take enough of the carbon dioxide, but number two, that the carbon dioxide is not just going to seep out and escape. So it's really old oil and gas reservoirs are really good, a good potential place to do carbon capture.
All right, let me talk about things that have changed and what the oil companies themselves are seeing on the horizon. I know we hear that a lot of auto manufacturers are going to be strictly electric by, I don't know if it's 2035 in some cases, but is there any way that there will be an infrastructure in place to take care of that? And when it comes to carbon tariffs or carbon price, how do you get somebody like in India or Russia, China, wherever, or Brazil to play along nicely? Because a lot of people are saying, well, you know what, if we tax ourselves, is that going to really make that much of a difference? So we'll talk about all that when we come back. Greg Upton, our guest, assistant research professor at LSU Center for Energy Studies, one of the biggest oil industry groups, has expressed support for carbon pricing. So we'll look at the business model of that as well when we come back. 752 code word coming up in the $1,000 nationwide cash contest. Right now, it's time for traffic on WWL. 757, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Just a couple of minutes left with Greg Upton, assistant research professor at LSU Center for Energy Studies. You have to come back, Greg, because we could spend a lot of time talking about this. But why would an oil industry group express support for carbon pricing?
Yeah, so this is a really great question that gets at the heart of the issue. And when we think about anthropogenic climate change is what we call it, meaning that climate change that's caused by human activity, there's really two ways to try to tackle it. The first is what the United States and unfortunately most of the world has been doing, and that's been subsidizing specific technologies and regulating other types of technologies. And what the oil industry's found, I think, is that governments are increasing regulation on that oil sector while at the same time subsidizing competitors of that sector. And so number one, the problem is, frankly, from a governmental standpoint, that's not a very effective way to deal with climate change. And if you do deal with it somewhat, it's going to be very costly. But the other problem from an oil company standpoint, clearly that's a difficult regulatory environment to exist in. The second way that you can deal with climate change is through a market-based approach. And climate change, or I'm sorry, a carbon tax is a market-based approach. What it does is it prices in the value of that externality or that social cost that we were just talking about into the price of those goods and services. And so oil companies are saying that, hey, look, if we just know what the price of carbon is, we can adapt our supply chain and we can compete in this future. And it's going to be a lower cost way to reduce carbon emissions and also a way that that gives us an opportunity to be a part of that.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate your time. You got to come back and talk some more about this. Right now, it's time to play the free cash contest. Y'all ready to win $1,000? Here you go. Code word this hour, CART, C-A-R-T, as in golf cart. Text CART, C-A-R-T, to 72881. We'll have another word, code word for you in an hour and every hour through 5:15.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.